Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM, looking at highbrow and lowbrow movies, indie, cult, foreign, festival, genre, and mainstream movies, helping you see movies with good taste, movies that taste good, and how to tell the difference. So they announced the Oscar nominations this week, some expected, others not. So I'll be talking more about the nominations closer to the awards ceremony, but just want to make a couple comments. They nominated some enjoyable movies like The Help and War Horse, some good but not special ones like The Descendants, and some good but flawed movies like The Tree of Life. And then they did some mediocre ones like The Artist, but there's some real shockers. They nominated one of the worst movies of the year for Best Picture, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. What are they thinking? And one of the worst acting jobs, Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She massacred the part. And even Nick Nolte's overwrought drunk dad in the mixed martial arts flick, The Warrior. Seriously, what are they thinking? And I think Hugo's a good movie, but isn't it sad that Scorsese could win for his so-so movies like this one, or The Departed but not for Taxi Driver, or Goodfellas, or King of Comedy? Okay, I just want to let off a bit of steam as I plod along my way through the movies. This week I'm looking at two movies in motion. One's an American film about soldiers who want to fly in the air, and one's a Canadian one about friends who want to roll up a hill. First, Red Tails, directed by Anthony Hemingway, based on a true story. Okay, it's near the end of World War II. The Americans have captured Italy and are pushing north into the Germans right across Europe. And at one of the Italian bases, there's a team of ace flyers who have yet to see battle. Why? It's because they're all African-Americans from a special Air Force project in Tuskegee, Alabama. And in the 1940s, America was still a segregated country with the color bar strictly enforced. Black officers weren't even allowed to drink in the officers' club. So they want to kill some Germans. Instead, they're stuck puttering away in glued together old junk heaps, aiming their guns at covered jeeps and enemy trains. The officers, meanwhile, are in D.C. trying to give them a chance to do some real fighting as they train in northern Italy. The whites in the military characterize this group of bright-eyed, university-educated, ambitious would-be heroes as lazy and incompetent. But they're actually champ flyers and fighters, especially Lightning, played by David Oyelowo, the best of them all. He swoops and spins, ducks, turns, even flies upside down. They all have nicknames like Lightning and Easy the Drinker, Junior the Kid. Their names and logos are all painted on the side of their planes. But they all want to get kills painted on their planes too. So one day, on a flight, Lightning sees a beautiful woman, Sophia, played by Daniela Rua, looking out her window as he flies overhead. They catch each other's eyes. It's love at first sight. Will they be able to live happily ever after? So finally, the men are given new plane supply. They paint the tails bright red to make it clear who they are. So will they win their battles? Will Lightning shoot down his personal enemy, a Red Baron-type Nazi flyer they call Pretty Boy for the scar across his face? And will they get to go with the other planes and drop bombs on the people in Berlin? And will the Americans win World War II? I don't know. It's like it's all a mystery. What can I say about this movie? I like the acting and the characters. It's all around good, especially Oyelowo as Lightning. It's all likable, except for the painfully wooden scenes in Washington. And I have to say, I enjoy the spectacular plane fighting in the air. It's sort of like a cool aerial video game. And of course, it's a good idea to tell little-known history, to give kids role models, to celebrate forgotten accomplishments by African-Americans fighting discrimination. But seriously, is it possible to make such a gung-ho, war is great, God's on our side type of movie in this day and age with a straight face? Even a hint of irony or disgust for the excesses of war would have made this more palatable for contemporary audiences. Instead, it ends up feeling more like a 1940s recruiting film strip than a modern-day movie. Next, Moonpoint, directed by Sean Cisterna. Daryl, played by Nick McKinley, is a slacker, a loser, a compulsive liar who lives at home with his mom, and he's picked on by his snobby cousin Lars. He does little aside from hang out with his good friend Femur, Kyle Mack, a disabled orphan who lives with his grandma. But when his cousin sarcastically asks if he'll be bringing a date to his upcoming wedding, Daryl vows to bring a movie star to it. You see, he had a crush on Sarah Cherry when he was a kid, and now she's back in town shooting a movie. Things have got to change. So Daryl convinces Femur to drive him up north to Moon Point, a town where the movie's being shot. By drive, though, he's referring to Femur's motorized scooter he uses when not in a wheelchair. So Daryl ends up climbing into this little metal cart pulled up by this scooter, and they begin their extremely slow trip to the north. On the way, they meet a young woman, Kristen, played by Paula Brancati, who hitches a ride since her car has broken down. So will Daryl ever find his Hollywood crush? Will Kristen find her true love? And will Femur tackle his personal crisis? And can they all get to Moon Point and back in time for a wedding when they're going 5 miles an hour? Okay, Moon Point is a very low-budget, locally-made Canadian comedy. It's cute and fairly original, with likable characters. It's a comedy, but I have to say, some of the jokes are as flat as pancakes. The humor comes less from the one-liners than from the unusual and uncomfortable situations they find themselves in. That's the funny part. Like when they're sitting in on an AA meeting after catching a lift from a drunk driver dressed in a banana suit. Or an impromptu karaoke contest in a highway roadhouse. The tone of the movie swings from hokey to charming, but I ended up liking it. Moon Point reminds me of Bruce McDonald's earliest movies like Roadkill, only it's not rock and roll, it's calmer, gentler type of movie. So Red Tails is playing now, and Moon Point opens in Toronto next week. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturemining.com.